Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. You cover yourself with light as with a garment. You stretch out the heavens like a curtain. You lay the beams of your chambers in the waters. You make the clouds your chariot. You walk upon the winds of the wind. You make your angels spirits and your ministers flame. Hallelujah! So we'll sing it and then we'll just move on into what the Lord, the food that the Lord has for us this afternoon.
He makes the clouds his chariots. He walks upon the wings of the wind, and in shadow of turning, for he is forever the same.
Hallelujah.
He makes the clouds his chariot.
Bread, fresh bread from your presence in the name of the Lord Jesus.
because that the words that will come forth, it will not be stale, but that it will be the word, the meat in due season. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we look to you. I look to you. I submit myself to you, Lord. I submit myself. I say, Lord, use my mouth. Cause me to be an oracle. Cause me to speak your counsel. Speak through me. Speak through me. Speak through me. I do not have any words of my own. This morning I depend on you. I look to you to feed us. To feed us. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Feed us so that we can be satisfied. Help us to know who we truly are in you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Receive. We receive, we receive, we receive wet grounds. We receive good grounds. We receive nourished grounds to be able to receive the word that you are about to share with us this morning. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is just such, it's exciting to be in your midst. I am very happy to be here. I have been so blessed this weekend. We came on Friday. And I came to bless Rona to send her off to get married. And rather, I am the one that has been so watered. I have been so watered. I called my husband. I'm like, during the prayer meeting, my mouth was like, huh? Huh? It was like, you know, you are doing a great work in the land. The Lord will continue to strengthen your hands. We receive strength. We receive enablement for each one of us. And for our brethren in the States, we receive much grace for you as well. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I would like you guys to learn that song. It's a beautiful song. It's very, very scriptural and heavily anointed. Because the Bible says he makes what? He makes the clouds his chariots. We all know we are clouds, isn't it? So we are what? His chariots. We are his battle axes. Hallelujah. He uses you and I to execute judgment upon the heathen. You know, we did a little of that this morning when we prayed for the land, and we'll continue to prophesy for the land. You know, keep speaking, keep speaking, keep speaking. The Lord goes forth and causes that his word is established in the name of Jesus. So our topic for today is called The Stars in Their Courses. Peace will be laughing inside her because I use these words all the time. She has shared a couple of testimonies with me, and I will tell her those are stars in their courses. I would like us to see where this scripture came from. Stars in their courses. Courses, C-O-U-R-S-E-S. We are stars in our courses. Judges chapter 5, verse. Judges chapter 5. Hallelujah. We'll be reading quite a number of scriptures. If I'm unable to, we are unable to display it, I will just read it. Please write it down and go back and see who you truly are. You know, when our son Shagun stood up here and began to talk about who we are, I'm like, Shagun, did you come to my room to look at what? You know, he just began to kind of unveil some of the things the Lord was teaching me about this topic. You know, the Spirit of the Lord is one. When he wants to provide food for his people, he knows the complete menu, you know, and he would say it to one person and would say it to another person, the same thing. We are saying the same thing, but we are using different languages, I would put it that way, or different semantics, different vocabulary. So our topic is the stars in their courses. Judges chapter 5. Hallelujah. Then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinon, on that day, saying, praise ye the Lord for the avenging of Israel, when the people willingly offered themselves. Hear ye, O kings, give ear, O princes. I, even I, will sing unto the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel. Lord, when thou went out of Seir, when you marched out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled. And the heavens dropped, the clouds also dropped water. The mountains melted before the Lord, even that Sinai from the Lord God of Israel. These are strong nations. These are strong nations. But what happened as the Lord came with 10,000 of his saints? What happened? They melted. In the days of Shagmar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, Hallelujah. Amen. This woman is an amazing woman.
Yes.
She had milk and she had a nail. The Lord will have cause us to have milk and the nail. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The highways were unoccupied and the travelers walked through byways. The inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased in Israel until that I, Deborah, arose, and I arose a mother in Israel. We all are going to arise as mothers in the house in the name of Jesus. And for my lovely daughters, we will arise as mothers in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we will be like Jael with the milk in our hands, hallelujah, and a nail in the other hand to execute judgment in the name of Jesus. I'm going to just quickly move up to let me go up to verse 14. So we see stars who stood in their courses. Hallelujah. Out of Ephraim was there a root of them against Amalek. After thee, Benjamin, among thy people, out of Machir came down governors, and out of Zebulun they that handled the pen of the writers. These are warriors. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
These are stars in their courses. And the princes of Issachar were with Deborah. Each of these names, the 12 names of Jacob, have specific meanings. We will not have time. That's a message for another day. You know, you can go and do a search. The princes of Issachar were with Deborah, even Issachar, and also Barak. He was sent on foot unto the valley for the divisions of Reuben. There were great thoughts of heart. Why abodest thou among the sheepfolds to hear the bleatings of the flocks? For the divisions of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. Gilead abode beyond Jordan. And why did Dan remain in ships? Asher continued on the seashore and abide in his breaches. These were a people who were afraid because the enemy was ravaging their land. Zebulun and Naphtali were a people that jeopardized their lives unto the death in the high places of the field. The kings came and fought. Then fought the kings of Canaan in Taanach by the waters of Megiddo. They took no gain of money. They fought from heaven. Hallelujah!
Amen.
They fought from the heavens. The stars in their courses fought against Sisera. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 83 is one of my favorite scriptures when it comes to warfare. You know, it says they fought against Sisera at the brook of Kishon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord will help us as stars to stand in our places in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to first of all define for those who may not know, some of you may already know, who are stars. So there are two things I'll be looking out here for. I'm looking at stars, and I'll be looking at the word courses. So I'll just do a little bit of definition of both, and then we'll move on into the message. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who are stars? Stars are leaders in the church. So each one of us here are what? Are leaders. The Bible says priests and kings has he made us, isn't it? So leaders are not just the brethren who have oversight over you. They are our leaders. They are our. They pray for us. They keep track over us. But you also, you are what? A leader in the house. So stars are leaders in the church. Revelation chapter 1 verse 20. Amen. The mystery of the seven stars, which thou saw in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. If you go back, you will get the whole narrative of John's vision. You know, but here the Lord is explaining to him what the vision was all about. The mystery of the seven church, which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which you saw are the seven churches. So I just brought us to this scripture to see that stars are leaders in the church, in every local assembly. Hallelujah. People who have arisen who are, according to Daniel, living in the third heavens. Hallelujah. You know, yesterday I learned something new. You know, in our group, we were talking about the first and the second. I had never really thought about the being in the first heavens, the second heavens. You know, I knew about the third heavens, but it just really dropped in my heart. It became clearer when Ruki and Daniel explained some things about the heavens. You know, but we, once we get born again, what do we do? Who are we? We are in the third heavens. Hallelujah. Seated with Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So the leaders are the stars. They are stars. The sons of God are stars. You and I are sons of God as well. Hallelujah. And we are stars in our own right. The Lord has placed us as shining bright stars. Job 38. Job 38. Please write these scriptures. Go back. Go take a look at them. Hallelujah. Job 38. If you can put it up for me, it will be highly appreciated. I think I am there already. Hallelujah. Job 38, verse 7. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me just go back to verse 6. Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Hallelujah. So we are stars in his hand. Hallelujah. Amen. We are his stars. We stars are also Abraham's seed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Stars are what? Abraham's seed. Genesis chapter 22, verse 17. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis 22, 17. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. The Lord here blessed Abraham. He said that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. We are stars. Remember, there are two group of people here. You have the stars of heaven and you have the stars. Where? The one in the seashore. Me, I belong to the one in heaven. Hallelujah. You see, the one by the seashore, the sun by the seashore, you know, the sea rages a lot. So a lot of the raging will be hitting you somehow, you know, when you're around the seashore. But we want to aspire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, let us guard our hearts. Let us align ourselves with our Father. He will place us as what? Stars of heaven. And you know, when you are a star in heaven, you are able to take control of the things that are upon the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So that is my definition of who stars are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the other one, stars are wicked men. Yeah. Who have become influenced. Men who have become influenced by the dragon. Hallelujah. Let's go to Mark 13. Mark chapter 13, verse 24 to 25. Men who have sold themselves to the enemy, they are stars as well. In fact, in the world, you know, back in the day when, you know, we understood the doctrine of rapture, you know, and I used to ask this question. This scripture in Mark, you say, the stars of heaven shall fall. I'm like, ha. The moon shall not give its light anymore. The stars of heaven shall fall. I used to wonder, I'm like, but then I now got to know, I'm like, one star is even bigger than the earth.
Right.
So if this thing is physical, if one star falls, you know, the whole earth is crushed. But we know that that is not what it is. Stars are people. Even in Hollywood, you talk of Hollywood stars, isn't it? So we know that stars are people. It's not the constellations that are falling down. So let's look at Mark chapter 13. Are we there already?
Yeah.
But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, hallelujah,
yeah.
And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. So the stars, a believer who backslides, is a star, is a fallen star. And it's so sad. that there are so many fallen stars, so many fallen stars in the church, unfortunately. Big men of God, they just, you know, the enemy just, you know, bamboozles them and they fall, you know. But we are not of that. Amen. Hallelujah. We are not of them that drop back onto perdition. Yeah. Hallelujah. But we are of them that do what? That press on. Hallelujah. To the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let us look at wandering stars. There are people that call, the Bible calls wandering stars. Jude 1. Jude. Hallelujah. As I said, stars, my sister said wandering stars, and that scripture just came to mind. Jude chapter 1. Bosola, if you can find it, just where it talks about wandering stars. Okay, you know what? Let's start from verse 3. I'll read it from verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly do what? Contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men. They turned the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved for in everlasting chains under the darkness unto the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves unto over to fornication, and going after strange flesh, as set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal life. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, does not bring a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these ones, they speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them! Woe unto them! For they have gone in the way of Cain, and have run greedily after the error of Balaam for a reward, and perish in the gainsaying of Korah. We have a lot of this in the church, unfortunately, my young ones. All kinds of persons, in the name of pastors. In the name of pastors, the Lord is setting aside a bride for himself at this time of the end. The Bible says in Isaiah 4, it says, in that day, hallelujah, in that day one man shall take hold of, seven women rather, shall take hold of one man and say, let's eat your bread, you know. Let's eat our bread. Let's have our own doctrine. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Let's wear our own apparel, you know. But let us just be called by your name. Okay? Church of God. Mount Zion and all those names we have out there. Hallelujah. But let's just be called by your name. But what is the Lord doing at this time? In that Isaiah chapter 4. He says, in that day, he is doing what? The branch of the Lord is beautiful. He is beautifying his branch. Mm-hmm. Brethren, let us align ourselves to the Lord. He will beautify us and make us stars of heaven indeed, in the name of Jesus. Okay, so what brought me here? Let me not digress, you know. It says, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are sports in your feast of charity. We bind them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They have no place in this house.
Amen.
The house in Winnipeg, the house in Toronto, the house in Quebec, the house in Alberta, they have no place. And the house in Houston, the house in Atlanta, and the house in Chicago.
Amen.
Say amen in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They have no place in our midst. They are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. They are clouds without water. Did we see that we are clouds? We sang in Psalm 104, we are clouds with water. The word of God is water, isn't it?
Yes.
These ones have no word. What do? They come into the church, they make, they merchandise people. They make merchandise of the people. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. These are clouds, they are without water, carried about of winds, trees without fruit. Wherewith, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves. Look at how the Bible describes these persons. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame. Wandering stars. They are wandering stars. They move back and forth. They do not have roots in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. As you stay in the Word, the Lord will build you up. Amen. You will be rooted. You will not be a wandering star. These wonders do not have roots. They move around. And who are we supposed to have roots in? In the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. These ones do not know him. To whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Hallelujah. So what brought me to this scripture was for us to see that stars are people. So stars are spiritual people. And stars are also persons of wickedness. But like we have all agreed, those persons of wickedness will not come into our feasts. Amen. As we feast, you know, as we observe the feast of the Lord, the feast of Passover, hallelujah, the feast of Pentecost, the feast of Tabernacle, they will not be able to come into our midst in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have seen what stars are or who stars are. Let us talk about the word course, C-O-U-R-S-E, because our title is The Stars in Their Courses. And those stars in their courses, they did what? They fought against Sisera. Hallelujah. So when we talk about a course, it simply means standing in your course means to stand in your priestly order. Amen?
Amen.
Please, if you can write these things, write it down. You know? Standing in your course means standing in your priestly order. Kings and priests has he made us, and the Lord wants us to stand in our places.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's see a man who stood in his place. Luke chapter 1, verse 5 to 8. And how the Lord blessed him because he stood in his place. He stood in his course. Hallelujah. That would be Luke chapter 1. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Verse 5 to 8. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia. So we see this word again. And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God. Hallelujah. They stood in their course. Amen? They were righteous before God. So when we walk in righteousness, we are standing in our course. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. For this to be recorded, these people were blameless. Hallelujah. And they had no child. So there was a defect. They had no child because that Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, hallelujah,
amen.
May the Lord help us to execute, to stand in our place and execute the priest's office. Amen.
Amen.
He's given us so much. We're going to see some ways. We'll look at ways in which we can execute the priest's office as Christians. Hallelujah. So, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of the incense, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. The Lord appeared to him. He had a need. But because he was standing in his course, he was faithful in the course in which he stood in, the Lord visited him, and we know the story how John the Baptist was born. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You want God to answer your prayers? Stand in your course.
Yes.
Find your place in the body and stand in it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord will grant us help.
Amen.
The Lord will grant us help in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So let's take a look at 2 Chronicles 29:11. Please write these scriptures if we are unable to read some of them.
you know, just go back and take a look at them. Second Chronicles, we see Zechariah, who stood in his course, and how the Lord met with him and blessed him. Hallelujah. Is it on the board? Second Chronicles 29:11. 29:11, please. Hallelujah. All right. 29:11. Amen. 29:11. Okay. Are you there now?
Yes.
My sons, be not now negligent, for the Lord has chosen you. I want you to say after me, the Lord has chosen me.
The Lord has chosen me.
Hallelujah. To stand before him.
To stand before him.
To serve him.
That I should minister unto him.
And burn incense in his presence. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. So the Lord has chosen you and I as his ministers, as his stars. But we must stay in our course, because he wants us to do what? To burn incense in his presence, to offer, to minister unto him. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Let's read Nehemiah chapter 3. It's a whole chapter we might have to read. This one is a little bit long, but I want us to read it because I just want to establish what it means to stand in your course. Hallelujah. Nehemiah chapter 3. If you find it before me, okay? Now Eliashib the high priest rose up with his brethren the priests, and they builded the sheep gates. They sanctified it, they set it up, they set up the doors of it, even unto the tower of Mir. They sanctified it unto the tower of Hananiah. Can we read it together, please? Hallelujah. And next unto him builded the men of Jericho. So what we are seeing here is men who are standing in their lots. They are standing in their courses. We all have jobs to do in this house. When you get born again, there's an assignment that the Lord has for you. May the Lord help you to find your place. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And next to them builded Zachor, the son of Imri. But the fish gate did the sons of Hassanah build, who also laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, the locks thereof, and the bars. So there are persons who are responsible for certain things in the house. May the Lord help us to stand in our place.
Amen.
So that there are no gaps.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's keep going. And next unto them repaired Merimoth, the son of Urijah, the son of Koz. And next unto them repaired Meshulam, the son of Berechiah, the son of... Hallelujah. And next unto them repaired Zadok, the son of Baana. Hallelujah. And next unto them the Tekoites repaired, but their nobles put not their necks to the work of the Lord. Look at that. The brethren were building, but their nobles did not put their neck to the work. That is very sad. It is very sad. The Lord will help us. All of us, our necks must be harnessed into this work that the Lord has called us into. It is not for certain persons alone. Each one of us must arise and stand in our place so that the work in Canada will proceed, will go forth. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Moreover, the old gate repaired Jehoiada, the son of Hasea, and Meshulam, the son of... They laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, and the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. Hallelujah. And next to them repaired the Gibeonites. Hallelujah. The men of Gibeon. Unto the throne of the governor on this side of the river. Amen. Next unto him repaired Uzziah, the son of... Hallelujah. Fortify Jerusalem onto the broad wall. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Brethren, find your place.
Amen.
Find your place. This house of the Lord must not be left desolate.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Is it worship? Find your place in there. Is it the ministry of the word? Find your place in there. Is it in the place of prayers? Hallelujah. That one that nobody sees. Traveling for this work. There are persons here that may never come to this pulpit, you know, but they are traveling in their closets. 3 a.m. in the morning, they are up calling persons by name. Brethren, let us stand in our lot in the name of Jesus. The Lord will help us. The Lord will grant us help. The Lord will grant us much grace. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know what? I would rather you go home and read it for the sake of time. We won't finish reading, but you understand what I'm trying to say here. We saw men who stood in their courses. We saw stars who stood in their courses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So find your course. Find your course. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. Ah, the Lord help me. Yes. The Lord help me to stand in my place. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. My place another will not take. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. In whom all, okay, maybe verse 20, and are built up the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the buildings fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord. Hallelujah. So we must stand, because the building, the house of the Lord, has to have beams, has to have everything that needs to make it flourish, but it has to take a people knowing their lot and standing in their place. Hallelujah. Because this building, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So as stars, we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. When we become born again, our feet must be rooted in Christ. Amen. Amen. We must stand in our course. Ephesians 2, 6. Ephesians 2, 6. What has the Lord done? Let's read it together. He has raised up together. Hallelujah. And made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Amen?
Amen.
So if you find your place, once you get born again, you are seated. You are seated with him in the third heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are seated, but we must execute the rites of sons. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Before we continue, there's this song that, you know, just has been bubbling in my heart, and I want us to sing it. He's building a body in the earth today. Hallelujah. He's building a body in the earth today. Ginika, help me, please.
He's building a body.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not a play.
A spiritual body.
Yeah. find myself, the Lord will grant me help and grace to position myself in the body, in the name of Jesus. Because the Lord is doing an exciting thing at this time of the end. He is gathering a people unto himself. Brethren, there is a big separation going on. The Lord is looking for persons who will sit with him in authority to reign with him. You know, when you read the story of the 10 virgins, there was a third group. The third group that made the announcement, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh." I don't even want to be among the wise virgins. I want to be among the group that make the announcement. And these are the persons that the Lord is separating at this time. Hallelujah. These are the persons that, it's a narrow way. It's a narrow way. Brethren, we cannot think we can do things the way the world does them and enter in this and be part of this group. No. It is dying daily, taking up your cross and following him. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. This is not to scare us. As you just align yourself with the Lord and you develop an intimacy with him, what he will place you, the Lord himself will be the one to place you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So we'll go to the next part of this message. Hallelujah. What is our roles as stars? As stars, we have roles. Hallelujah. The stars who stand in the course of the Lord, what are their roles? The first one, number one, our role is to minister unto God. Amen?
Amen.
That is our role. We minister unto the Father. We minister unto the Lord. I will tell us a little story I read somewhere. A brother, the story goes that he died and he went to heaven, you know. And there were many mansions, okay? And he entered this mansion, you know, and he saw doors. He saw the door of healing. The carpet, the rug, and the door of healing was so worn out because many people were going through that door. Hallelujah! He saw the door of wealth, the carpet worn out. All the needs, the things we want in life, those doors had carpets, and the carpets were all worn out. But there was a door he saw, the one that ministers unto God. It was clean. Because only few people go through that door to worship the Lord. Brethren, may the Lord help us to be among them that worship the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus. So our role as stars is to minister unto God first. Let us take a look at Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 15. That's another scripture that I love very much. Ezekiel 44. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 15. You know what? Let's backtrack and let's see those who cannot minister to God. Then we'll see the qualifications of those stars who can minister to God. Verse 10. And the Levites that are gone away far from me, when Israel went astray, which went astray away from me after idols, they shall even bear their iniquity. Yet, they shall minister in my sanctuary, having charge at the gates of the house and ministering to the house. They shall slay the burnt offering and the sacrifice for the people. They shall stand before them to minister unto the people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because they ministered unto them before their idols and caused the house of Israel to fall into iniquity. Therefore have I lifted up my hand against them, saith the Lord God, and they shall bear their iniquity. They shall not come near unto me to do the office of a priest unto me, nor come near to any of my holy things, in the most holy place, but they shall bear their shame and the abominations which they have committed. But I will make them keepers of the charge of the house, for all the service thereof, and for all that shall be done therein. Verse 15 is my favorite. But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, hallelujah, that kept the charge of my sanctuary, when the children of Israel went astray from me. They shall come near to me to minister unto me. They shall stand before me to offer unto me the fat and the blood, saith the Lord God. They shall enter into my sanctuary. They shall come near to my table. What a privilege. Hallelujah. They shall come near to my table to minister unto me, and they shall keep my charge. Hallelujah. Amen. And it shall come to pass that when they enter in at the gates of the inner court, they shall be clothed with linen garments, and no wool shall come upon them while they minister in the gates, in the inner court and within. Please go home and take a read at this. The Lord will help you. Amen. But the reason we are stars in our courses, the reason the Lord has placed you as a star in your course is to do what? To minister unto Him first. That is our first assignment. We minister unto God. You can minister to as many people as you want. You know, if we are not ministering to God, it is not it. I want to minister to God first. Then when I minister to Him, He will now give me what I need to take to minister to the brethren. And then it is much more effective. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. The next, number two. Another, it's the second role of stars who stand in their courses is for warfare. The Bible says we are His battle axes. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 51:20. There the Lord says, "Ye are my battle axes." Hallelujah. Jeremiah 51:20. Amen. "Thou art my battle axe and the weapons of war. For with thee," what does the Lord do with us? Let's read it together, please. "For with thee I will break in pieces the nations, and with thee I will destroy kingdoms." Is that not what we just did here this morning?
Yes,
we went into the spirit and we destroyed kingdoms. Because we are God's battle axes. Ah, my brethren, may the Lord help us to stand in our cause. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Micah 4:13. Micah chapter 4, verse 13. Amen, amen, amen. So we are talking of warfare. As a star standing in your course. Hallelujah. "Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make your horn iron." Amen?
Amen.
As you spend time in His presence, He makes your horn what? Iron. Hallelujah. "I will make thy hoofs brass, and thou shalt beat in pieces many people, and I will consecrate their gain unto the Lord, and their substance unto the Lord of the whole earth." The Lord will help us to stand in battle, in warfare, in the name of Jesus. We are not of them. We are not like the children of Ephraim, who had weapons in their hands, and when the battle came near, they ran. Mm-mm. We stand. In fact, we take the battle to the gates. Hallelujah. We battle. If it comes to our domain, well, you know, you fight. But let us be of them who take the battle to the gate. Hallelujah. Then may the Lord strengthen your hands. May the Lord strengthen your feet in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. The third one, the third reason what our roles are as stars is to minister to the body of Christ. Amen. We minister to our brethren. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Please write it down. I think maybe we'll just read one for the sake of time. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 9 to 11. Hallelujah. We minister to the body of Christ. Let's see Ephesians 4, 11 to 12. Let's read that one together. Okay. "And he gave," let's read it together. "And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and teachers." Hallelujah. "For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." Why are you a star? Hello? Why are we stars? For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. The Lord is our help in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We must minister to our brethren. Amen. We must minister to our brethren in various ways, not just in coming to teach. In the place of prayer, minister to your brother. Call them by name. Have a list of all the brethren. Call them one by one. Speak into their lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As we do that, the Lord will bless you. The Lord will build your own house as you build the houses of others. It will not be said that you built the houses of others and yours was left desolate. No. As you do the biddings of the Lord, your house will also be built. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. So we are going to go to the final part of this message. Amen. I think I'm on time. That's awesome. Characteristics of stars who stand in their courses. What are their characteristics? How do we know a star who is standing in his course? Number one, a star who stands in his course walks in faith, walks in love, walks in hope. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's read it. Let's read it together. Let's see a star who stands in their course. 1 Corinthians 13, and I would like us to read it all together from verse 1. One to go. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity suffers long and is kind. These are stars in their courses. Hallelujah. These are the characteristics of stars in their courses. They have love. And this love suffers long. It goes the extra mile. Hallelujah. Especially in a body like this. You know, this is where your love will be tested. It goes the extra mile. Hallelujah. And it is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. It is not proud. Hallelujah. Doth not behave itself unseemingly. Seeketh not her own. It is not easily provoked. Brethren, put yourselves in here. The Lord will help us. Every time I read this scripture, I go under my carpet. I'm like, Lord, help me. Under my blanket. I'm like, Father, just help me. There's just so much here. Hallelujah. It is not easily provoked and does not think evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Charity bears all things. Charity believes all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Charity does not fail, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Hallelujah. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Hallelujah. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. May the Lord help us not to be children anymore.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But to become men. Amen.
Amen.
Standing in our places.
Amen.
To become stars, standing in our courses. Amen.
Amen.
When I became a man, I put away childish things. Amen? For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know even also I am as I am known. And now abided these three, faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Amen.
Amen.
A star in his course loves. May the Lord put his love in our hearts.
Amen.
You know, we're praying with Brother Sam today, and he was teaching us about types of love. You know, the agape love, the love of the Father. The love of the Father. May the Lord put his love in us in the name of the Lord Jesus. And as he puts his love in us, we will love the brethren unconditionally. Did you hear what I just said? We will love our brethren unconditionally with no strings attached. You don't have to rub my back for me to rub yours. Quid pro quo. That's a new word in CNN these days. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So this is a very important characteristic that a star in his course must have. Number two, a star in his course makes the valley of Baca a well. Amen. Amen. Psalm 84, verse 4. Psalm 84, verse 4. Hallelujah. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be praised. They will be still praising thee. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. Hallelujah. In whose heart are the ways of them. Amen. Who passing through the valley of Baca make it well. The rain also filleth the pools. So a star in his course does what? He makes the valley of Baca a well. Baca here speaks of a place of weeping. There are a bunch of valleys. There's the valley of Achor and the valley, you know. But this one just really took my attention, the valley of Baca. So in our Christian walk, we will experience challenges. We will experience time of weeping, you know. But a star who stands in his course is not broken. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Rather, what do? You make the valley what? A well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I have been going through a challenge for the last 4 years. All of you know that challenge. You know, indeed, it was a valley of Baca. It's no longer a valley of Baca right now, you know. But when it started 4 years ago, it was indeed a valley of Baca, you know. And amen, amen, amen. You know, but why did I bring that story? My personal story. The Lord helped me. And I am not standing here in pride because the grace the Lord gave me, no man can take glory to that grace. Hallelujah. You know, many of the songs you guys sang, Now Is Come Salvation and all of that stuff, it came during that time, that trial time. I remember this particular song, Now Is Come Salvation. I had just read the scripture, you know, and Tolu walked into the house. Tolu was still in Toronto then. And he said, Auntie, how are you? And I just broke out into that song. I don't know if you remember. Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. Such a beautiful song. Such a beautiful song. But that song, those songs came in that time of the valley of Baca in my life. Hallelujah. But the Lord helped me. He granted me grace. He granted me grace to make it a well. You know, in education, we say when life throws lemons at you, what do you do with the lemons? Exactly. You take it and you make lemonade and add a little bit of sugar and just enjoy it. You know, so Valley of Baca will come. Valley of Baca will come. One of my daughters is going through her own Valley of Baca right now. But I speak unto you, receive strength in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and make it a pool of water for men to drink in.
Amen.
Because when it becomes a pool of water, then you are able to bless and refresh the lives of brethren. Hallelujah. So do not give up when there are challenges. Are you having a challenge here? Just hold on to the Lord. The Lord will help you. You will make your challenges. Valley of Baca, you will make it a well. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Psalm 30, verse 5. Psalm 30, verse 5. Amen. Is it up? Yes. For his anger endureth but for a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the
morning.
Surely joy will come in the morning, my brethren. I don't know what it is you are going through. I don't know why I feel I should just stay here a little. I do not know what you are going through, but whatever it is you are going through, joy will come in the morning. In the name of Jesus. Morning will break forth upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. As you look to the Lord, as you stand in your place, as you stay in your position, weeping may endure for the night, but joy will surely come in the morning. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. But what does the Lord do? He delivers them from them all. Amen. And do you know what those afflictions do? They help us. They help us. He said, for the trial of your faith does what? It works out patience. Can somebody find that scripture for me? You know, the trial of your faith. So it is a good thing when you pass through trials. Please find it and put it on. You know, it's a good thing. It is not a time to cry to Auntie Bookie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. It is not a time when you have trials. I'm not saying do not go to Auntie. We thank God for Auntie's ministry in the house. You know. But when you have trouble, stay in the Lord. Okay? Because that trial is supposed to refine you. Refine you, make you a better person. You know, that's what husbands do. Hallelujah. Our husband, the Lord has put husbands in our lives to do what? To transform us. Because sometimes they do some things that you just wonder. Brother, you know. But the reason they do that, the Lord allows them to do those things is to make you a better person in Christ. Amen? And the Lord also will use your wife to transform you as well. Amen. So it's vice versa. So if you are not married, begin to pray. Hallelujah. Because your transformation, a lot of it comes in the place of marriage. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm just kind of teasing you guys. You know. Hallelujah. So it's knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. Let's go to the next one. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You know, so I was telling one of my daughters, I said, nobody can lay hands on you for you to have the spirit of patience. It comes by the experiences you suffer. Through the experiences we go through, then patience is inworked in us. Amen? So do not count it. It's not grievous when we fall into diverse temptations. It is for our good. Whom the Lord loves, he chastises. You know, so if the Lord chastises you, it is because he truly, truly loves you. And he's fashioning you. He wants you to become the best. He wants you to become a star in the heavens. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Amen. Number three. A star in his course does not entangle himself with the affairs of this world. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. Let's take a look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. Let's read it together. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Go to the next verse. Let me see what's there. Oh, okay. All right. So verse one suffices. Just let us not be entangled with the ways of the world, the music of the world, the lifestyles of the world, the way the world does things. You know, it really bothers me that sometimes we just compromise so much. You know, but the Lord will help us because it's a narrow road. It is a narrow road. You cannot. If you want to be part of the sun on the seashore, it's okay, you can enter here and make compromise. But if you really want to be a star, if you want to be as the stars of heaven, brethren, it is a narrow road and we must give up many things.
Amen.
The Lord will grant us help to give up many things in the name of Jesus. Some of them, they are not bad, you know, but because of the cross of Christ, we count it all done. Hallelujah. Amen. And we refuse to entangle ourselves. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. 2 Timothy. Hallelujah. Amen. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of his life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Hallelujah. Keep going. Let me see if there's something in the next verse. Okay. And if a man strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strives lawfully. What I came to this scripture to look at, to pick, is the fact that we do not entangle ourselves with the affairs of this life. Because a star in his course is focused. You know what you want. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We also said, number three, a star in his course, a star who stands in his course is a warrior. He's a warrior. He's a mighty warrior in the hands of the Lord. Remember, we read it in the other scripture. He says we are his battle axes. Amen. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18. Ephesians chapter 6. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on. Put on. May the Lord grant us help to put on in the name of Jesus. It's something you have to do. Arise and put on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take on the shield of faith, wherewith you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy, and take on the helmet of salvation and the word of the Spirit, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always. In the shower you are praying.
Hallelujah.
You are cooking, you are praying.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do not say I'm too busy to pray. Mm-hmm. Because that is how the star begins to dim. Mm-hmm. We don't want to dim. So we are praying constantly. So that, you know, Prof. Sam challenged me today. He said he woke up with a song. That man must have been praying in his sleep. Hallelujah. You don't just wake up with a song if you're not praying in your sleep, you know. Hallelujah. So praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching, and watching, and watching. Hallelujah. A star must stand on the watchtower and watch. You are watching for yourself and you are watching for your brethren. The Lord is our help in Jesus' name.
Amen,
amen, amen, amen, amen. Number, what number am I? Number five. A star in his course is merciful. He is merciful. He forbears. He forgives. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 15. Ah, may the Lord grant me the spirit of mercifulness in the name of Jesus. If there's a word like that. Hallelujah. Ability to show mercy. Colossians chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies. Lots of mercies for your brethren. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Because offenses will come, my brethren. But we must give our brethren what? We must show mercy to them. Amen? Give them the benefit of the doubt. Bowels of mercies. Kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If a man has a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all things, put on charity. We saw this earlier on, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye also were called in one body, and be ye thankful. Hallelujah. So a star in his course shows mercy to his brethren. A star in his course forbears. You go the extra mile. Go the extra mile. It does not have to be about me, myself, and I all the time. Go an extra mile for our brother, for our sister, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Ephesians 6:32. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 32. Hallelujah. Did I say a fish and six? Hallelujah. I don't know what I wrote. Ephesians 6. Amen.
Is it four?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, four what?
432.
432 is what I thought I wrote, but there is no Ephesians. Is there Ephesians 432?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe that. 432.
Okay. Be kind one to another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And be kind one to another. Tender-hearted. Tender-hearted. You know, when I married Nelly, my husband used to wonder, because when he annoys me, it just used to be so hard to forgive him. It used to be so hard. Even me myself, one day I say, what is wrong with you? Why? The man will apologize. And now it's just, he will say, are you okay? I'll say, I'm fine. But inside my heart, the thing is still there. You know, until one day I just fell on my face. I said, Lord, have mercy on me now. Just help me. Let me even be like my husband, small, you know. Because him, once I open my mouth and say, I'm sorry, his heart just melts. You know. But maybe my background, where I came from, it was just so hard, you know, and, you know, I didn't seem to have a tender heart, you know, but over the years, I have seen the Lord work on me. Even he himself is like, wow, you know, hallelujah. We must be tender hearted. We must forgive one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. In the name of Jesus. So his time, his course is merciful. He forbears, he forgives, he is kind, he is tender hearted. He is loving. It's not about himself. He does not seek to please himself. When we, if you are in a group of people and they are giving ideas, it does not have to be my idea. Let the others have their way. Let the others have their way. The Lord will always vindicate you. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord take away strong wills from us and put in us hearts of flesh in the name of the Lord Jesus, so that we can be like Christ. Amen. A star in his course, number 7, is a light that cannot be hidden. Hallelujah. If you are a star, you cannot be hidden. We know now the stars, when they come out, we see them. Don't we see them? That's the physical stars. So how much more you and I? We must not be hid. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. Matthew 5, you cannot be hidden. Ye are the light of the world. Hallelujah. As a star that stands in his course, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Amen?
Amen.
Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. Where is the candlestick? This is the candlestick. So those graces that the Lord has given you, do not put it under the bushel, though. It is not only Ruki and Daniel and the Daniels that come here that their lights must shine. Let your light shine as well, in the name of Jesus. Do not put it in the bushel. You know, bring it to the candlestick. I am so impressed with many of you, the ministries coming up in this house. You know, I talk with your mommy here all the time, and she just tells me good things about all of you. Let your light shine. Bring it to the candlestick. Those beautiful songs the Lord gives you, do not hide it. Do not say, maybe it's just for me to take and minister unto the Lord. Yes, that is the best thing. Minister unto the Lord with those songs, but also bring it to the body and let the body be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. So a star in his course is light that cannot be hid. A star in his course is an influence in their neighborhood. You are an influence in your neighborhood. You know, when Daniel was talking about Halloween, actually we had this discussion yesterday at home or on Friday, because Halloween just passed, and Peace was telling us about this store somewhere in Winnipeg here that had to close down. You guys went there and marched around, you know, and that store closed down. They are unable to sell Halloween stuff again. Sorry? Yes. Yes. You know, so it was a challenge. But this is something the Lord had helped me. In my neighborhood, I think when we moved newly into that neighborhood, the man in front of me just had a grave during Halloween. dug a grave and everything and put one hand sticking out like this. I came out and said, Father, not upon my watch. No. And began to pray. So I'll just go around my neighborhood and just speak over my neighborhood. So this year, not even one single pumpkin was in anybody's house. So I'm starting from my Jerusalem, and I'll keep pressing in, you know, because we are stars in our courses, and we determine. We must determine what happens in our neighborhood. We are an influence. Hallelujah. We are an influence in our neighborhood. Evil should not be right. I was excited when I came in on Friday about the happenings in Winnipeg, the killings and all of that stuff. And I saw the passion with which my brethren prayed that it should not happen on our watch. So we've had, you know, spate of killings in Toronto as well. I am taking this strength with me, and I'm going to encourage our brethren to pray. It should not. These men are bound. The devil is just kicking them like football, left, right, and center. But we are stars, and we can stand and we can rescue them.
Amen.
Be an influence in your office. People must know who you are. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be an influence in your family. For those of you who do not come from a Christian families, your parents are not born again, be an influence there. The Lord will grant you much help in the name of Jesus. I want us to take a look at Job 38. It's another scripture that I love so much. Job 38. And let's see some influences. Hallelujah. Are you there? I'm looking for the one that says, that speaks about the sweet influences of the Pleiades. Job 38. Where the Lord was asking Job certain questions. What verse is that? Okay, let's move. Go back to 36, let's see. So go back to verse 36. Job 38, 36. Who has put wisdom in the inward parts? Or who has given understanding to the heart? Hallelujah. 37. Who can number the clouds in wisdom? Or who can stay the bottles of heaven? When the dust groweth into hardness and the clouds cleave fast together, will thou hunt the prey for the lion or feel the appetite of the young lions? Sorry, I'm looking for the verse. The verse 31. Can thou bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades? So I'm talking about influences in our homes, influences in your being, influences in your neighborhood. And the Lord was asking Job if he can do that. But do we have the power to do that?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why do we have the power to be able to bind sweet influences? Because Jesus died and has placed us on a certain pedestal that Job did not even have that privilege. So we are able to bind sweet influences of the Holy Spirit. Sweet influences in your home. Hallelujah. Sweet influences in your neighborhood. When you are, I said, you know, there was a time the enemy used to afflict my mind. When I'm in a plane, I'm like, ha, Father, have mercy, let this plane not crash. And then one day just dawned on me, do you know who you are? When you sit in that plane, that is the reason the plane cannot crash.
Hallelujah.
It cannot. Because you carry the sweet influences of the Pleiades around you. The sweet influences of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Among our brethren, as we relate with one another, it should be kindness. Kindness, sweet words, honey coming out of our mouths. Hallelujah. Amen. And he goes further. He says, or loose the bands of Orion. That's one of the things we did here today. We loosened the bands of Orion. You can loosen bands in your life. Hallelujah. Anything that holds you captive, break free from it. Is it pornography? Break free from it. The Lord will help you. Is it depression? These are bands of Orion. Break free in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Call for these are stars. These are the constellations. Use them. Use the constellations. Hallelujah. The next verse. can thou bring forth Mazaroth in his season? Mazaroth here speaks of fruitfulness. It says be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of waters that brings forth his fruit in his season. So bring forth Mazaroth. We receive much grace to bring forth fruit in season in the name of Jesus. That is a star who is standing in his course. He is bringing or she is bringing forth Mazaroth in his season. Or can thou guide Arcturus with his sons, the great bear? This one is warfare. The Lord was asking Job these questions. You know, can you do warfare? Can you bring forth fruit to meet, you know, the fruit of salvation? Can you bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades? Can you lose the bands of Orion? Hallelujah. You know, we come from Nigeria, and we know that these Babalawo people, for some reason, they seem to have an idea of some of these things, you know. So they use the constellations, you know, the elements, and send it to people to punish them, you know. And then people will say, oh, when the moon is full moon, people go crazy and all of that stuff. No! When it is full moon, it is a blessing unto me.
Yes.
Because the Bible says the sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the moon is not a curse. The moon is a blessing. The moon is under our feet anyways.
Yeah.
The moon, because we are clothed with the sun. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are Revelations, you know, chapter 12. We are clothed with the sun and the moon is under our feet. So these things must not have, they must not bind us. You know, in Canada here, when it's winter, everybody wears black. Me, I don't wear black like that. Though. So in my school, they know me. She's always so well-dressed. She's always dressed in bright colors. And I keep wondering, why do I have to wear black? Because it is moody. It is gloomy. And then in the news, they say, oh, today is a gloomy day. I said, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. It is a day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. You know, is it snowing? Yes, I wear my boots. Like I did today, wear it and come in, take it out and wear my normal shoe inside the house, you know. May the Lord help us to take charge.
Amen.
And not be downtrodden and not be beaten down by the elements. If it's raining, wear your raincoat or whatever and go out. If it is sunny, it is beautiful. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. Because these things are given for our pleasure. You know, Bro Sam told me something when he came to Canada. He said, Sister B, if not that I'm a grown man, that snow is so nice that he just feels like lying on top of the snow. You know, he sees children just lying and enjoying. He says, not that he's a grown man, but Bookie will beat him up. So he, he advises himself, you know. But this is a man who came to Canada and he enjoys the weather. He is not complaining. I live among some brethren who are constantly, oh my God, it's this winter, oh my God. I'm like, relax. It's the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen,
amen, amen, amen. A star in his course, that's number 8. A star in his course is a repairer of breaches and restorer of parts. You are a peacemaker. When I was praying for my daughter yesterday, I said, Lord, help this girl as she goes into Jolami's family to be a peacemaker,
Amen.
To be a restorer of parts.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lives that are broken, you know, we are supposed to be there to rebuild these lives. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Isaiah 58 verse 12. Isaiah 58 verse 12. I'm actually beginning to round up. Isaiah 58 verse 12. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of parts to dwell in. Say after me, I am a repairer of the breach.
I am a repairer of the breach.
And I am a restorer of parts.
I am a restorer of parts
to dwell in. That is who we are. That is who we are. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Number 9. A star in his course walks in obedience. I may not want to comment on this because of time, so I'll just give you scriptures. Romans chapter 5, verse 19. Romans chapter 6, verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6. Philemon 1:21. And Hebrews 5:8. A star who stands in his course listens to the Father, hears what the Father has to say, and is ready to walk in obedience. One day I was telling the Lord, Lord, I love you, I love you, I love you. And that's a scripture that just came to my mind. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I said, Lord, help me. We must walk in obedience. When the Lord tells you to do something, you do it. You know, a lot of times I feel we do not walk in obedience because we have not trained our ears to hear the Father tell us. We don't know when he says do this. We are not sure. So sometimes we walk in disobedience because we don't know his will. We don't know what he wants us to do. But the Lord will help us. As a star in our course, we will need to hear the Lord say, this is the way, walk in it, in the name of Jesus. Amen. A star in his course, number 10, does not break his rank. Amen. Amen. You stand in your place. You are not jealous of another person's ministry. Amen. Amen. 1 Chronicles 12:24. 1 Chronicles 12:24. Does not break his rank. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles 12:24. The children of Judah that bear shield and spear were 6,800. Ready, armed to the war. Let's go to 25. I don't know why I came to the scripture. Of the children of Simeon, mighty men of valor for the war, 7,100. Of the children of Levi, 4,600. I do not know why I came here, but okay, I think I know why I came here. I saw, as I read this, if you read it all through, you will see the children of Israel, the Lord placed them in rankings. They had their roles. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So as stars in our courses, we do not break ranks. Is it 33? All right. Of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000, which could keep rank. They were not of double heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh yes, the Lord will help us. We will stand in our place. We will not be jealous of others. We will not. He says, love does not envy. So when a brother comes here and begins to bring forth the word in, and there's so much understanding, don't be jealous of him. Go to the Father and say, Lord, give me my own tunas, you know, give me my own, you know. And the Lord will give you if you come to him. If you are not asking the Lord because you want to come and show off, but if you're asking the Lord because you want to stand in your place, hallelujah, the Lord for sure will give you. Amen, amen. Let us look at Joel. So go read all of that First Chronicle. Okay, read it up to verse 38. You will see how the children of Israel stayed in their possession, in their positions. Joel chapter 2. Let's see an army that did not break their ranks. Joel chapter 2. Are you there, honey? Yeah. Blow you the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong. There hath not been ever the like, neither shall there be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as a garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. Hallelujah. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of the mountain shall they leap. like the noise of a flame of fire that devoured the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. These are stars in their courses, and the Lord is bringing us into this place. Hallelujah. Let's keep going. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before their face, the people shall be much pain. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. So before our enemies, they are much pained. But before our brethren, we are peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march everyone on his ways. On his ways. They are not breaking their ranks. Hallelujah. And they shall not break their ranks. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord help us to find his place. Find our place in his body. Hallelujah. Finally. Blessings of standing in your course. The blessings of standing in your course. Let us look at Numbers 23. And let's see a people who stood in their course. Hallelujah. Numbers 23. Amen. So number the blessings of standing in your course. Numbers 23 verse 8. So we know the story of Balaam and the story of Balak. You know, Balaam was asked by Balak to curse the children of Israel. Verse 8 says, "How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? No man can curse you. No man can curse you. In the name of Jesus." The Bible says a curse curseless shall not alight. So long as you are not a busybody, you are standing in your course, you are bidding, you are doing the Father's business, no man. It is not given unto them. How shall I defy whom the Lord has not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him. When you stand in your lot, that is how the enemy sees you. From the hills I behold him. The people shall dwell alone and shall not reckon among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob? The dust, oh. Who can count the dust of Jacob? And the number of the fourth part of Israel. Let me die the death of the righteous, lest my end be like his. And Balak said unto Balaam, "What hast thou done unto me? I took thee to curse my enemies, and behold, we are blessing them all together." And he said, "Must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord has put in my mouth? When your ways please the Lord, even your enemies shall be at peace with you."
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. When they want to say evil things, you know, in my school, they know me, I do not celebrate Halloween. I do not teach it. I do not carve pumpkins. I do nothing. And I tell my students right from day one, and I let my parents know, I do not celebrate Halloween. And the kids will be like, "But Mrs. Peterson, why? It is a lot of fun." I'm like, "It is witchcraft and I do not celebrate witchcraft." So I didn't know that. My colleagues noticed that on Halloween days, I don't go to school, you know, because there's just all kinds of things happening at school, you know, during Halloween time, you know. So another colleague of mine who is a Christian, he said, "Mrs. Bisson, they spoke so highly of you." Because all of the staff had an ashwebi, you know, I call it an ashwebi, they all wore the same thing, you know, on Halloween day, and then they took a picture. So I think maybe somebody asked, "Where is Blessing?" And then, of course, they started gossiping. You know, she does not celebrate Halloween. But she told me, she said, "They spoke so highly of you. They said they like the fact that you are standing by your convictions." Brethren, let us stand by our convictions. Nobody can do anything to you. Number one, it is not part of the curriculum, so I do not have a right to teach it. So I know that. I know my rights. I'm a Canadian, so I know my rights. I go and read my rights, my charter of rights. So you cannot force me to teach something that is not in the curriculum, you know? So why am I talking about this? May the Lord help us to stand as stars wherever we are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody can curse you. So rather than gossip about me, they are talking about the fact that, oh my goodness, you know, we like the fact that she stands by her convictions. Initially, there may be agitations and persecutions, you know, and you know, they may say all manner of things, but you stand your ground. Hallelujah. And you will see that they will not be able to curse you. Rather, they will start blessing you in the name of Jesus. So let's read more. Let's read more and see, you know, what the Lord said about Israel. Verse 19. Verse 18. And he took up his parable and said, "Rise up, Balak, and hear. Hearken unto me, thou son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandments to bless, and that which has been blessed, I cannot reverse it." When you stand in your lot, you know, Israel was this, because I think there's a place where he beheld them. They all stood, they're all in their lots. Yes, in the camp, they stood in their lots. Simeon, Reuben, all of them, they stood in their lot. And he could not curse them. The Bible says in 21, he has not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. And the Lord his God is with him, and the shout of the king is among them. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Surely God brought them out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. Amen?
Amen.
Surely there is no enchantment against you.
Amen.
Neither is there any divination against Israel.
Yes.
According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what God has wrought. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion,
yes,
and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eats of the prey and drink of the blood of the slain. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
As you stand in your lot, no man can curse you.
Amen.
The Lord has given us Canada.
Amen.
The Lord has given us Canada for a possession. Because the Lord says, ask me of the heathen for thine inheritance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So continue to stand, continue to prophesy over the First Nation, our First Nation communities. Continue to pray for the land in Canada, and the Lord our God. No, there will be no enchantment against us in the name of Jesus. Will they be agitated? Yes. But that is why we said you must have your loins girded about. Hallelujah. With truth. Okay? Live in righteousness, and the enemy will not be able to intimidate you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
In your light, Lord Jesus, we see light. How precious, how precious, oh Lord. Shadow.